Kids are very busy these days. While not manipulating the ruin of Jumerica, they're hopping on planes and plopping their asses down in Ukraine. Well, Jews will be Jews. They'll stick their hooked noses into any affair that serves, not America's, but their own interests. Now, how many busy kikes does it take for the U.S. taxpayer to subsidize Yiddishy plots? Two, Yellen and Garland. The mugshot makes it three, and Zelensky.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Face reading kicks in. The hideous Yiddishy visage of Janet Yellen, head of U.S. Treasury, would make even a slurping dog to wince. But the bitch is on camera, broadcasted to yids across the world. So she smiles ear to ear, so as to put mascara on a pig. Here's Zelensky all puckered up. Why not? He's about to get $10 billion stuffed in his pocket.
And today I'm proud to announce the transfer of an additional amount of over $1.2 billion. That's the first tranche of about $10 billion in direct budget support that the United States will provide in the coming months.
Budget support for months to come? Salaries, perks, stipends for a bunch of Ukrainian crooks in Zelensky's regime, most of them kikes. Kikish Ukrainian puppets of the years of Jumerica, like Andriy Yermak, chief of staff, main liaison between Ukraine and Washington. Denis Shchukin, prime minister of Ukraine. Oleksiy Reznikov, defense minister of Ukraine. Eat your hearts out, you stupid U.S. goys. You ain't getting a piece of your own pie. Official kikes of Ukraine get it all. All you get is feces thrown in your face. It's the Jewish gift of feces that keeps on giving. You see, for Yiddishy Garland, Christian parents who protest porn taught their kids in U.S. schools are easy game. The Yid is busy now in Ukraine, hoping to eat Russian blinis.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland made a surprise visit today, part of a group of prosecutors from around the world here to discuss Russian atrocities.
The blinis come back to bite him. Why did they meet in Lviv and not Kiev? Because the Yid was too embarrassed to ask Russia's clearance like Biden's recent visit. Last time I checked, atrocities fall heavier on Ukraine's head. Shooting Russian POWs in the legs while coming off prisoner vans is the least of them. But Ukraine is our 52nd state after Israel, the focus of Jumerica's concern. So don't forget to claim Zelensky and Netanyahu as dependents on your 1040 tax return. Talk about atrocities. Garland bails out baby killers but jails baby rescuers. He sends SWAT teams to a Catholic pro-life counselor who thrusts a pro-choice flunky for hassling his son to terrorize his home at night.
This is a case where a Catholic pro-life demonstrator, father, was accused of disorderly conduct in front of an abortion center. The local prosecutor, the Philadelphia district attorney, who is a Democrat, a liberal, very progressive, declined to prosecute. There was a private suit that got dismissed. And then after all of that, your Justice Department sent between 20 and 30 armed agents in the early morning hours to the Houck's private residence to arrest this guy after he had offered to turn himself in voluntarily. Here's the photo. Once again, you can see the long guns. You can see the ballistic shields. You can see that they're wearing bulletproof vests. Why did the Justice Department do this? Why did you send 20 to 30 SWAT-style agents and a SWAT-style team to this guy's house when everybody else had declined to prosecute and he'd offered to turn himself in?
Because he has a white Christian family, the prime target of Christ-hating kikes like Garland.
Why did the Justice Department do this? Why did you send 20 to 30 SWAT-style agents and a SWAT-style team to this guy's house when everybody else had declined to prosecute and he'd offered to turn himself in?
determinations of how to make arrests under arrest warrants are made based by the tactical operators in the district. They are not.
But you surely looked into it by this point, right? You know the answer, surely.
All I know is what the FBI has said, which is that they made decisions on the ground as to what was safest and easiest.
The Jew refuses. The Kike himself, Merrick Garland, sent the FBI to the Catholic man's family. The FBI doesn't budge unless Garland executes the shove.
So you do not agree with your description of what happened on the scene.
You don't agree with my description. I'm pointing out what the photo is. There are agents here who have long guns and ballistic shields. Let's take a look at the hardened criminals that your Justice Department sent these armed agents to go terrorize on that morning. Here they are. Here they are at Mass. Here's the seven children with Mr. Houck and his wife. In this early morning, they were all at home. Mrs. Houck has said repeatedly, the children were screaming. They feared for their lives. You got these agents demanding that he come out. They've got the gun, she said, pointing at the house and at them. He has offered to turn himself in. And this is who you go to terrorize.
Well, no surprise. Terrorizing white Christian families is a special Kikish prize.
What's really interesting to me is this seems to directly contradict your own memorandum about the use of force at the Justice Department. You say officers may use only the force that is objectively reasonable to effectively control an incident. Are you telling me that in your opinion as Attorney General, it was objectively necessary to use 20 or 30 SWAT-style agents with long guns and ballistic shields for these people?
What I'm saying is that decisions about how to go about this were made on the ground by FBI agents.
So you're saying you don't know?
I'm saying what I just said.
Which is that you're abdicating responsibility?
I'm not abdicating responsibility.
Then give me the answer. Do you think, in your opinion, you are the Attorney General of the United States? You are in charge.
And that's the damn problem. A kike, a Christ-hating kike, is in charge. Like dog do, everywhere you go, you step in a Jew. So Garland hightails it out of D.C. the next day and plumps his ass in Lviv. Jews will be Jews, for Garland, after the drubbing, must pop himself back up as a busy Yid who's going to take Putin to tribunal. Will he send a SWAT team to seize Putin? Ha! Putin will send Garland's kikish little ass straight to the devil who the busy Yid serves. What we're dealing with here is a failure to communicate. The American boob whose globes the busy Yids castrate can't seem to burst his goyish don't name the kike bubble, when all the while the busy Yid frits away his tax monies. Ignorance is bliss, but cowardice no patriot can dismiss.